The U.S. led NATO alliance is drawing down its troops in Afghanistan, with the Taliban insurgency escalating after the 13-year war. Now, a special ceremony is being held in Kabul to hand over security responsibility to Afghan forces. The event is arranged, comes amid fears of Taliban attacks. Some 12,500 foreign troops will stay in the war-torn country. With the Taliban insurgency showing no signs of abating, there are growing fears that the U.S.-led military intervention has failed. Nearly 3,500 foreign troops have been killed since the 2001 invasion. Some 8,000 Afghans, including civilians and security forces, have lost their lives in violent attacks this year alone. Of course, Matthias Khorshid has been following this closely, obviously, for us throughout all these years, and joins us now. He's our correspondent over in Kabul. Well, Fayez, you know, when you look at this and the way that it's played out, it's anything but a success story. Even the news that I'm looking at here makes it sound like a failure. The symbolic ceremony, the troops that are still going to remain, and also the fact that the Taliban insurgency, as I'm reading here, remains ferocious as ever, not to mention the nighttime raids. What is your take after all these years of the foreign occupation in your country?
Well, I personally believe that NATO is leaving in its wake a far unstable Afghanistan. Yes, the Taliban remains a strong and resilient force in this country, and 2014 has already become the deadliest year for the Afghan people. 8,000 casualties have been documented by the UN. The bulk of these casualties has been caused by the Taliban. Sometimes NATO airstrikes also armed civilians. Now, 13 years on, NATO military role will end today in this country. A ceremony is underway here in Kabul. It is being attended by Afghan politicians, Afghan and NATO military men. But it's not a full pullout. It's a partial withdrawal from Afghanistan. But it's despite this, is big news for the Afghan people, as their forces are now going to take the lead of most military operations. It's also believed to be good news for the people of Europe and America, where the families of the soldiers fighting here wanted their daughters and sons back at home. But many here in Afghanistan believe that the NATO's mission remains unaccomplished. The Taliban has not been defeated. The unrest is growing, and the Taliban attacks have even reached to Kabul. So NATO and U.S. are leaving a bad legacy behind in this country.
The nighttime raids, Fayez, tell us more about that. What is the deal? We know how it was still carried out based on the previous administration, and looking at this new administration, it appears, based on what I'm reading here, that this is still going to continue. Is that the case?
Well, today's ceremony, Conway, marks the end of NATO's military mission in this country, but it does not signal the end of war. The war is raging, and now about over 12,000 foreign troops will be staying here until 2016. What the Obama's administration says, they will be doing two particular things: advising and supporting Afghan security forces on the front lines, but nighttime raids and drone strikes will continue. These raids are part of the BSA, or bilateral security agreement, that has been signed between Kabul and Washington, a very controversial issue.
And finally, 13 years on, billions of dollars that have been spent, but looking at the infrastructure of this country, what can you tell us about that, Fayez? We understand that over half of the country still is suffering from a lack of electricity, for example. Do you think that the U.S. and NATO as a whole could have contributed more in terms of the funds they receive to help with the infrastructure of the country?
Well, Conway, over the past 13 years, we have extensively covered this war. We traveled to most provinces of this country, and we see that some progress has been made when it comes to education and health care. Now it's the job of the Afghan security forces to protect these little achievements. They're at risk because the Taliban attacks are escalating in major cities of this country. Yes, this war has been very costly. Billions of dollars have been spent in this country. Most of the money went to the security of NATO forces on the ground. What we see now is that NATO also suffered heavy casualties. Over 3,500 NATO forces have been killed by the Taliban attacks on the battlefields. 20,000 other forces have been badly wounded. Most of them were American forces. But if you look at the figures, you would see that the Afghan people are still suffering the most. A large number of people, thousands and thousands of people, have been killed in this conflict. So many here still believe that this war was not worth fighting.
Fayez Khorshid, correspondent there from Kabul. Thank you very much.